Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah Waliya Salihin Wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh Khatam al-anbiya'i wa mursaleen Allahumma salli wa sallam ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in Wa ba'd. All praises are due to Allah, Lord of the worlds, and surely Allah is the friend and protector of the righteous. And I bear witness that Allah is one and has no partners, and that Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, is his servant and his last messenger. And may Allah always and constantly send peace and blessings to Muhammad, to his family, to his companions, to all those who call to his way, and establish his sunnah to the day of judgment. As to what follows, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the last message, Al-Quran, in a way that would cover all circumstances of life. And he chose the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, to be uswatun hasana, to be the best example for human beings in any circumstance that they find themselves in. And it is a great blessing to be followers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to maintain that blessing with us throughout our lives and allow us to be of those who will enter paradise and be in the company of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his companions. The people ask about Islam, and many times I am asked, is Islam a violent religion? And many people get asked this question. And our response to them is that Islam is submission to the will of God. Islam is seeking peace through surrender to the Creator. It is human beings who are violent. The violence did not come from the Creator. It is we who within our nature have this ability to choose what is right and what is wrong. What Islam does for us, it regulates us in war and in peace. So it is neither based on violence, nor is it based upon peace alone. It is dealing with all circumstances. And in the times of war, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the most extreme circumstances, was the best example. And we need to take this example in the times that we are living in, times where there is great fear in the land, where Muslims are feeling tremendous pressure upon them from all sides. Now is when we turn to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for his example. Now is when we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the guidance. That is the way of the companions. When the most difficult situation came, and they would say, "Idha hamiya al-watis," if the battle was hot, then we would take refuge in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We would take refuge in him, because he was our guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put light in his example. And it is reported that after coming to Medina and establishing a city of peace, Al-Madinah til Munawwara, that Yathrib turned into a lighted city, lit with Iman and Taqwa. After having made this example, trying to bring peace between all factions, the Prophet ﷺ making a constitution even that included non-Muslims. After this, and despite the fact that the believers had left their goods, had escaped out of Mecca, the Quraysh came back attacking the believers even after the Battle of Badr. And so the Muslims found themselves in a confrontation called Uhud, the Battle of Uhud. The mountain was to their back. They went outside the city to defend the city, because the intention of Quraysh was genocide. It was to kill every man, woman, and child in the city. And so they came and they defended. They successfully defended with terrible losses. And when they returned to Medina, the news came to them that the Quraysh had gathered at a place called Hamra al-Asad. They had gathered, and word was coming, and information always gets larger and larger, rumors and scandals, until it reached them that there was a huge army now, that the Quraysh was gathering for them. Uhud was not the end. And so the Prophet ﷺ then asked for only people who were in Uhud. And we will go back to the Quraysh to show them that we have no fear of people. We fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Quraysh never appeared. They retreated. And verses were revealed in Surah Ali Imran, verses 173 to 175, around this, a number of verses, even before this and after, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the circumstance, but as He describes it, it is as though He's talking directly to us. That is the brilliance of this Quran, that it is as though Allah is talking to us personally, even though it happened over 1400 years ago. And Allah Azza wa Jal in this circumstance tells us, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل فانقلبوا بنعمة من الله وفضل لم يمسسهم سوء واتبعوا رضوان الله والله ذو فضل عظيم إنما ذلكم الشيطان يخوف أولياء فلا تخافوهم وخافوني إن كنتم مؤمنين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals, speaking about the believers, those to whom the people said, surely men have gathered against you, a large army has gathered against you, therefore fear them. But this only increased them in faith. And they said, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us, and He is the best to protect. So they returned with favor from Allah and grace. No evil touched them. And they followed the pleasure of Allah, and Allah is the Lord of mighty grace. It is only the shaitan that frightens you of his supporters, so do not fear them, but fear me, if you are true believers. O you who believe, last weekend I was going out on a dawah mission to give lectures in the United States, in a state called Minnesota. And on going in the airport and moving toward America, the news came of terrible shootings that happened in California. That people were gunned down, and it was the worst attack, they claim, since September 11th. The first feeling that a Muslim has inside is to pray that it is not a Muslim who did that. But sure enough, their names were Islamic. But the nature of what happened has nothing to do with Islam. The nature of what happened, the slaughter that happened, is part of the legacy of violence in that land, which is based upon the genocide of the native people, the slavery of African people, the destruction of lands around the world. And so a legacy of violence has now made that country, well, iyadhu billah, have mass shootings last year, as many mass killings as the days in the year. For every day of the year, there is a mass killing. Every minute, somebody is gunned down. This time, the people had the name of Islam. But because of the circumstances in the world, fear is being used. Fear is used on the believers. And the first thing that came to my mind was Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient. He is the best to protect. And so I went forward into that land, clearly as a Muslim, into the land. And when the plane landed in Minneapolis, and I came out of the door was not police agents, but a Muslim sister was standing there. She was in charge of the bags that they put inside the side of the plane. And she was in full hijab, and she was smiling. And she spoke to another Muslim sister who was on the plane wearing hijab. And when I saw the sister, it was like an angel out of paradise. It was a bushra. And I said to myself, why should I be the one who is afraid? When I am supposed to be a man in Islam, and this is a woman who is taking a stand, who has no fear in her heart, and when she saw the other Muslim sister, she greeted her with salams. And then I thought about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said. إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَ فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِي إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. That verily it's an illusion. It is the shaitan who puts fear in your hearts from his supporters. So do not fear them, but fear me. If you really claim to have faith, and this is our test, do we really have iman? But then, major Republican leaders, the famous Trump, made statements that Muslims should be registered, then they should not be allowed in America. And even talk about concentration camps, about putting Muslims in concentration camps. And this type of talk had not gone on since World War II. And you will be surprised to know that in World War II, when Japanese people, Italian people, German people throughout the Americas were put into concentration camps, even the famous David Suzuki, the famous scientist of Canada, spent a number of years as a young person in a camp. But they realized they were wrong. And so the governments of America, the governments of Canada, apologize to the Japanese people. Apologize to them. Recognize they were wrong, but still it comes up again. Alhamdulillah, a strong response came from the Muslims in America. A strong response even came from responsible people in the United States. Even the President of the United States condemned this talk. And people now around the world are discussing banning this reckless Republican from entering their countries. And so it is an illusion put in front of us. Yes, there is a reality in back of it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has power over all things. And I recall my time living in South Africa, in a land where the Muslims had suffered under slavery, apartheid, brutality, a terrible secret police, and the Malay Muslims, the Indian Muslims, the African Muslims, who had gone through this terrible torture. And I remember that many times after Jumu'ah, and many times when they gathered together amongst themselves, they would read from the Quran. And I wondered why they would continue to read these verses from Surah Yunus. Surah Yunus, verses 62 to 63. And they would read, Allah, inna awliya Allah, la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun, alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Lahumul bushra fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah, la tabdila li kalimati Allah, dhalika huwa al-fawz al-azim. They used to read, behold, this is what Allah said. They strengthened their hearts with the words of Allah. Behold, verily on the friends of Allah, there is no fear, nor shall they grieve. Those who believe and constantly keep their duty to Allah. For them are glad tidings in the life of this world and in the hereafter. There is no change in the words of Allah. This indeed is the supreme triumph. And so Allah Azza wa Jal revealed to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to us that for awliya Allah, there is no fear and nothing for them to grieve. And when the word awliya is mentioned to many people, they think it is a special category of people. Awliya like saints. But Allah explained what awliya. He said, "Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun." This is the awliya. Those who believe and they have taqwa. They keep their duty to Allah. They are the friends of Allah. And the ulama show us that in this case, when it says la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun, la khawfun alayhim means they have nothing to fear in the future. Nothing to fear in the future. Wa la hum yahzanun, and they should not be sad about what happened in the past. So this verse is dealing with the past, the present, and the future. That those mistakes that we have made, the weakness that we had, there is nothing for us to be sad about. Inna Allaha yaghfiru dhunuba jami'an. Verily Allah forgives all sins. So we have nothing to be sad about. And in the future, we have nothing to fear. This is the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not a special category. It can be you, it can be me. If we try our best to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that our iman is al-qawlu bil-lisan, wa tasdeeq bil-qalb, wal-amal bil-jawarih, that we say it with our tongues, we believe it in our hearts, and we practice. That is the full iman. We don't just say it. We don't just feel, but we implement in our lives. And with the sincerity, even a small amount of faith, a small amount of sincere action can be accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal. Taqwa, to fear Allah, to hope in the mercy of Allah. The consciousness that we are talking about, that is the position of awliya. And Allah made this verse firm. La tabdila. There is nothing to change the words of Allah. This is the truth. This is the supreme achievement. And so as Muslims in the past went through fear, as the Prophet ﷺ gave the example, they stood up for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they returned and they were safe. It was an illusion that was put in front of them. An illusion of evil, an illusion of force. But the real power is with Allah Azza wa Jal. And we as believers today, the most important action right now is in ourselves. Our circumstances can change. Individually we can change. As families we can change. As communities, as nation, we can change. But Allah put a condition on it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيْرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيْرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change that which is in themselves. And so we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would help us to change whatever evil there is in our hearts. We pray that Allah Azza wa Jal would take pride and tribalism out of our hearts. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would take fear of the dunya out of our hearts. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would put yaqeen and put strength inside of our hearts in these difficult times. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bless those Muslim sisters who are standing up and wearing hijab in the public. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them in this life and in the hereafter. May Allah surround them with angels to protect them in everything that they do. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give strength to the men of Islam to stand up for the truth, to be tolerant, to be strong, and stand as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood with his companions. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfiru li wa lakum. ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب استغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. وأصلي وأسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، فيا عباد الله اتقوا الله حيثما كنتم، ويقول صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لكل أمة فتنة وفتنة أمتي المال. Every nation has a trial and test. And the trial and test of this nation is wealth. ويقول الحق سبحانه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وارض الله عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر عمر عثمان وعلي وأنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا يا رب العالمين. عباد الله يرحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقم الصلاة.